Hello.
How are you, Kodishto? You're the first to arrive, so you've been listening to music.
Yeah, quite the song.
Kodishto. So we will start with our usual Kodesh monthly process, which is different than the regular one.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
All right. We'll start with L'shem Yichud Kud Shabri Su Yishkinte Bitchilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yud He Bavate Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah Vayhinu Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kanonei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kanonei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashah Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandukucha Rihu Koma De Avied Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Vilvada Dikshot Leila Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yalea Mine Yaulan Haga Beya Kalana Tehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolites to risk the Alma. The energy of this current year, 5780, has the external energy of connecting to compensation, and the internal energy connecting to shefa, which is the Hebrew word describing the flow of goodness of metaphysical energy into our world. The way we reveal the shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying various verses that have from the Tanakh that connect to this energy. Tonight's verse is Exodus chapter 22, verse 2. We ben Adam hatishpot etir hadamim lehode ata et kol choto avotecha. The translation of this verse: now you, son of man, will thou judge the bloody city? Then cause her to know all her abominations. And there are 12 words that connect to the 12 tribes of Israel. And there are 48 letters, which connects to the 48 ways of learning Torah, which is discussed in the section of the Talmud known as the Perkei Avot, the Ethics of the Fathers. It's chapter 6. It describes the 48 manner, the 48 methods of learning Torah. Our handout today is for Rosh Chodesh Kislev 5780. You will find that on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When the unique astrological times link opens up, scroll down to the section of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and it's the first link in that section. It will be for the year 5780. And when that opens up, scroll down about a half inch. And we will start with the commentary on Kislev for the year 5780, which was just added today.
Malka.
Kodesh Tov, Malka. We're starting the handout on the unique astrological times link in the section of the month of Kislev. This commentary came from Leah, who's quite a avid commentator on the Daily Zohar website. And she titled this 40 for Purity. And I think you'll find that is an interesting aspect. Today is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, but it's actually today and tomorrow. So please keep that in mind. Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and it's the Mazel Keshet. Mm. And the Hebrew word Mazel actually comes from the root in Hebrew that means a dew or a drop, a flow. But it's usually used to describe the constellations. And the constellation associated with the month of Kislev is Keshet, which is sometimes translated as a rainbow, sometimes as the bow, sometimes as the archer. But it is always connected to the astrological sign of Sagittarius. The new moon of the month of Kislev, the sign of Sagittarius, may all enjoy the abundance of lights of the month of Kislev and the amazing expansion of consciousness of its sign. For everybody is in a way or in one way or another under the influence of the sign of the month. Kodesh Kislev Tov to all of us. And may we all say, Amen. Sagittarians are known as optimistic people, bestowed with joy and a good sense of humor, instinctively knowing that everything will be fine despite the mishaps, and that draws abundance to their lives as well as to all those around them. The famous concept, think good and it will be good, fits them beautifully. They master the art of enthusiasm. Sagittarians are intrinsically good people, and when they realize they hurt someone unintentionally, and they do this often, they have a lack of tact that can be quite embarrassing. The way I describe it, this is an unwritten commentary, is they throw arrows with their words, and their arrows always hit directly to the other person's heart. They may drag a pang of guilt for a long time about hurting the other person by not curbing their tongue. But eventually their guilt will be dropped and they will overcome their guilt entirely. And this is also an unwritten commentary. It's always good to realize when you do a negative action, like telling someone something that hurts them, Hashem, Satan got to you the first time when you said the words that hurt the other person. But Satan comes back for a second bite of the apple. And when he gets you the second time, it's because he causes you to become feeling guilty. So give up guilt. There's no reason to be guilty. Be happy that you said what you said. Be happy that you did what you did. because you were being a channel from Hashem for the other person. Maybe it could be said differently, that it wouldn't hurt so much. Maybe it could be done differently, so it doesn't hurt so much. But in any event, whatever you do, do it with joy. Continuing to read. Metaphorically speaking, Sagittarians use their bow and arrow with incredible precision. And when they reach one target, they extract the maximum impact possible for it, going happily forward toward the next one. Sagittarians love sports and freedom, as well as to travel worldwide, not only for the sake of fun, but to learn about other cultures and acquire experience. Evolved Sagittarians also use travel in the spiritual sense due to their expanded minds and consciousness. They have the ability to focus and unravel any specific subject that they are interested in, always in order to acquire not only knowledge, but understanding. Not only understanding, but comprehension. It is said that Sagittarians are creative free thinkers, including concerning faith. They are prone to be religious leaders, but when in imbalance, they easily slip into fanaticism. They should shift a bit their deep focus and learn with their opposite sign in the axis, the Gemini, how to consider different pieces of studies and information from different sources in order to understand things from other perspectives and to be more flexible. Though still assertive in their opinions, they much appreciate justice. Being prone to play key roles in the area of laws, it is also known that such a set of things makes them quite lucky people. When in imbalance, they may turn to gambling and the like, putting at risk their legendary luck. Even when they are crossing tough times, and that may draw the envy of the malicious and unhappy ones, who often take the easygoing Sagittarius as silly and naive, sucking advantage from their innate goodwill. And I will tell you a secret about myself, having just read this paragraph again. My sun sign is Sagittarius. My moon sign is Gemini. And as we know, the sun sign is the idea of how people see us. The moon sign is how we see ourselves. Continuing, Sagittarius don't really realize those suckers' bad intentions because they don't really care about them. But at the moment they are fed up, they strike back with implacable sarcasm, loaded with very sharp and harsh words. Or if they consider it not worth anything, they simply go away for good, no regrets, and without wasting time in bearing grudges and resentments. Our dear Sagittarians, mainly those born during the middle set of the 10 days of the sign, that would be from the 11th to the 20th, our dear Sagittarians, born during the middle set of the 10 days of the sun, should humbly leave their comfort zone and wake up for the fact that the safe boundaries ensure safe relationships. I don't think I've ever explained this before, so I will briefly. There are 30 days in a Hebrew month, generally, sometimes 29, but typically 30. The first 10 days are considered the right column the sharing days. So a person born in the first 10 days of a month will be more sharing than other people born in the other 20 days. The last 10 days of the month are the receiving, the left column. And they tend to be people who tend to have illnesses. The middle 10 days is the central column of that month. That's what's being described here, because the Sagittarians are the central column, generally speaking. And if you're born in the middle 10 days of the month, it's the central column of the central column. And I want to stress by the comment that I have added, all the traits that were described above and some, all the traits that will be described below, they serve as Sagittarian traits. But actually, they are the astrological influences to expect during this month. Below, Leah provided some excerpts of the NICE article, Kislev, Rectifying the Sense of Sleep. The spiritual attributes of Kislev, Hamalich, Od, Samach, Beshena, Beshana, Bekashir, Lo, Keter, Betzarifon, Zebzeh, the Tsar, Bahem, Keshet, Beolam, the Kislev, the Shana, the Kaba, the Nefesh, Zachor, the Nakeva. The translation, he made the letter Samach king over sleep, and he tied a crown to it, and he combined one with another, and with them he formed Sagittarius in the universe, Kislev in the year, and the belly in the soul, male and female. And these connections come from the Sefer Yetzirah. Kislev, the month of support. The letter of the month, Samach, means to support. The word Samach means support. The letter Samach is formed by a kaf, but a kaf that is turned on its side, and a vav. The gematria of the kaf is 20, the gematria of the vav is 6. Together they form 26. And that is the gematria of Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Only in the month of Sagittarius, it's not Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, it's Vav-Yud-Heh-Heh, and we will come to utilize that shortly. But understand, support only comes from Hashem, and that's indicated by the letter Samach. And it's, people think of it as a circle, but it's not. It's a half moon and a line. Essentially, it's a bow, but not standing upright. Continuing to read. The experience of feeling supported corresponds to the trust and confidence in the divine providence associated with the month of Kislev. As expressed in Psalms, God supports, Someth, all the fallen, and lifts up all those who are bent over. The closed circle shape of the Samach, which represents the all-encompassing omnipresence of Hashem, moreover symbolizes his providence and his protection available to us during the month of Kislev. Hashem is our security net. He is there for us when we stumble and feel insecure. Even when he falls, he will not be let to fall to the ground, for Hashem supports Samach, his hand. This is referring not to God falling, chas v'shalom, but to the Sagittarian, who will fall spiritually many times. He will find himself out of balance or herself out of balance many times. But learning this, there are many ways to remain in balance, but it always comes from the support of Hashem. Whenever you feel the need, whenever you feel you need spiritual protection, imagine yourself inside the enclosure of the letter Samach surrounding you. This is the time for us not only to feel supported, but also to extend our support to others who need it. Fixing relationships in our sleep. Although sleep isn't one of our five senses, actually it is, the Sefer Yetzirah extends the concept of senses to include different states of consciousness and different states of energy. The sense of sleep is the tranquility and restfulness that comes with trust and security in Hashem and in his divine providence. As David proclaims in his psalm, I lie me down and sleep, I awake, for Hashem protects me. The Hebrew word is yismecheni. Sleep can accomplish that which is impossible to achieve while awake. Much healing takes place during sleep. Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, a songwriter, a singer, authorized by the Chabad Rebbe to do outreach, to bring people back and closer to Hashem. He teaches that you can do anything in the world outside your house. However, for sleeping, you need a house. During the month of Kislev, when the temple was rededicated, we are called to rededicate our God temple, the people of Israel temple, the temple for every human being, husband and wife temple, parents and children temples. Nothing brings parents and children closer than when parents put their children to sleep. Why do children need their parents to put them to sleep? Because the human being needs to know that there is someone watching who can and will perform miracles for them. Someone whose love comes from a world of utmost purity and undefilement. The weekly portions relate very much to sleep and dreams during the month of Kislev. The sense of sleep entails the sense of dreaming. When we trust in Hashem completely, we can dream good dreams of the future. According to Rabbi Bar Sadok, or Rav Sadok HaKohen, sleep symbolizes the vision and the understanding that we may attain through dreams. Just as King Solomon attained his great wisdom through a dream, it is not by coincidence that we find most of the biblical dreams in the Torah portions that are read during the month of Kislev. Throughout the five books of the Torah, there are 10 explicit dreams dreamed by 7 dreamers, all in the book of Bereshit, which is considered the Keter, the crown of the Torah. The first dream of Abimelech, the king of Gerar, appears in the Torah portion of Vayera, read in the month of Cheshvan. Read last week. The other nine dreams appear in the Torah portion of Vayetse, or in Vayeshev, or in Miketz. All read during the month of Kislev. In Vayetse, we have the dream of Yaakov's ladder, Jacob's ladder. We have the dream of Yaakov and Hashem's angel telling him to leave Laban. We have the dream of Laban warning against being warned against harming Yaakov. And in Vayeshev, the parasha, we have Joseph dreaming of the sheaves that bowed down to him. But also the cows who came up out of the Nile, out of the river. We dream in Vayeshev of Yosef connecting to the sun and the moon and the stars, who all bow down to him. We read about the baker and his baskets of bread, and the butler and the vine. And in Miketz, Pharaoh dreams of the seven cows. First they are fat, and then he dreams again that they are skinny and meager looking. Pharaoh also dreams of the seven sheaves the same way. Initially fat and then meager. According to the well-known Torah principle, to live with the times of the weekly Torah portions, the matter of dreams is an appropriate meditative subject, and Rabbi Yitzhak Ginsburg speaks of that as the month of dreams. Kislev is called the month of dreams, the month of light, and the month of dreams. And it is suitable for examining and clarifying in our soul the deeper meanings of our dreams. Allow yourself to lie in bed a few more extra minutes during Kislev to remember to decode your dreams. You may even keep a dream journal, which is highly recommended to students of Kabbalah. Try to actualize some of your dreams or visions during the month of Kislev. Rectifying the portions and the emotions of our belly. The organ of the month of Kislev is Keva, the belly. It includes the entire region of the abdomen, the stomach, both the large and small intestines, and the womb. It helps us to sleep calmly when our belly is satiated. Lacking the trust of Kislev affects our belly first. Fear and nervousness and agitation can cause ulcers, chas v'shalom. Therefore, Kislev is the time to heal our belly, together with the negative emotions that affect the good health of our stomach. The word keva derives from the word kav, which means a measure. Kav also translates as line. But the line is really a way of measuring. A tranquil belly knows its proper measure and is happy with his portion. Our sages teach us a person desires one measure, a kav, of his own, more than nine of his friends. In order to rectify our keva, our belly, we need to work on overcoming jealousy of others and this will help us to sleep better. And the way to overcome jealousy is to realize what you think you want from the other person comes with the whole package. So you think you want the figure that that person has, or the job that that person has, or anything that that person has. But would you want to be married to their spouse? Would you want to have their children and the way their children treat them? Would you want to have the whole package of that person? Because if you want something that someone else has, to get it, you have to have the exact same package that they have. This is the way the universe works. You can have what they want, what you think you want, but you have to earn it. You have to work for it. And working for it is not a process of jealousy. So if you want something and you're jealous of someone, think in terms of what is the package that comes with that thing you want. And you'll rapidly decide you don't really want what they have. Unifying the fragments of our people in the Samak. The letter Samak is a circle, which includes all the different points within the space of her circumference. May we learn to reveal the one light that unifies all the fragments of our people, so we can achieve true shalom in this world, as well as trust and security. Likewise, the constellation Keshet. The bow includes all the colors, and the hashkafot, the outlook of the rainbows, the black hats, the gray hats, the knitted kippot, the chabadniks, the breslovers, the rav kukniks. All of the groups of Jews, of children of Israel, all the tribes. Some are clear colors, others are on the boundaries between different colors of the spectrum. All together we bring forth one unified light in all its glory. May this month of Kislev open us up to new possibilities and bring forth renewed hope, light, support, and security. When people read the Sefer Yetzirah, they don't realize that every month has two letters that connect to it. One letter creates the planet, which we will discuss, and one letter creates the month and the astrological sign. The Samech, we've discussed, it creates the astrological sign of Keshet, the rainbow, the bow, the arrow, the Sagittarius. But the letter Gimel creates the planet Jupiter. The planet Jupiter has the name Tzedek. Tzedek is righteousness. Tzedek is justice. Tzedek, righteousness, justice you shall pursue, is a verse from Psalms. As we discussed with the Samech, it's formed from a Kaf and a Vav with a gematria of 26. The Gimel is formed from a Zion and a Yud, which has the gematria of 17. And 17 is the gematria of the Hebrew word Tov, meaning goodness. So what is the essence of the month of Keshet? The month of Kislev, Hashem is goodness, and goodness is the support that Hashem provides. Samach and Gimel have a gematria of 63, and I'm not going to take the time to explain how 63 is one of the formats of spelling out the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey-Yud, Vav-Alef-Vav, Hey-Yud. But that adds up to 63. 63 connects to the Sefirah of Bina, which is the world that is coming. On the first day of creation, what did God create? He said, let there be light, and there was light. He created light, but it's not the light of the sun. It's not the reflected light of the moon. These were not created until the fourth day of creation. What was the light that Hashem created on the first day? And we learn by reading that first chapter of Genesis, and sometimes the second chapter, we learn that God created this light, saw that it would not be beneficial to every human being, because they would abuse that light. And so he concealed it. He hid it away. And the Kabbalists call it the Or Ganuz, the hidden light, the concealed light. But for 8 days a year, he brings that light out. He reveals it, but only for those who know how to connect to that light. Why is it 8 days? It's 8 days, as we learn when we discuss Shmini Atzeret in the month of Tishrei. The 7 days of the week, the 7 days, seven colors in the rainbow, the seven continents, the seven seas. These are all descriptions of the natural level of the world, the physical level of the world. But the number eight goes above that physical level. It connects to spirituality. It connects to heaven. It connects to Hashem. And so the holiday of Hanukkah, which is not a biblical holiday, but what was the holiday of Hanukkah? And we'll discuss it more as we get towards the holiday. What is the biblical holiday of Hanukkah? It's when a small band of children of Israel overcame an empire called the Greek Empire. We defeated the Greeks. And what happened? It would have been complete. The Greeks would have been vanquished forever, except the family that was responsible for the defeat of the Greeks, Mattathiah and his family, the five brothers and the father, all Kohanim, all priests, including the high priest. They also took on the mantle of the other two aspects of Children of Israel government. We have three different aspects in the Torah as to our government. There is the king, which is the political arm, dealing with the other nations. There is the Sanhedrin, the maker of the laws and the interpreter of the laws. consists of 70 righteous people. And the priesthood, including the high priest. Mattathiah was a high priest. But when he defeated the Greeks, he took on the mantle of the king of the Jews. And he filled the Sanhedrin with his relatives by taking on all three mantles of government. We lost the connection to the organus. We lost the connection to the light. But that's a subject we will discuss in our Jewish history classes. Understand what is organus and what is the holiday of Hanukkah. And how do we connect to the organus that comes openly revealed 8 days a year through Hashem's beneficence, through his mercy, through his love for us? The only thing you have to do is light a candle. And yes, there are all these regulations, but actually the only thing you ever have to do each of those 8 days is to light one candle. We do more than that for various connections and various understandings. But the actual light, the actual connection is with one candle each night. We are to publicize the miracle, and that's the connection to the month of Kislev. All of the miracles that will happen in your life during the year 5780 are created during Kislev. How are they created during Kislev? Understand what is astrological influences. Western astrology assumes that if something is brought together through astrological influences, that there's no free will, the outcome is known. But that's not true. Astrological influences bring you and other people together in certain circumstances, in certain situations, so that you have an opportunity to express your free will and correct what needs to be corrected between you and the other people, between you and the fields, between you and the trees, between you and everything in the universe. You chose the time to be born so that the astrological influences will bring you together with all of the items, people, things that you need to correct. And when you are brought together with them, you have free choice. How will you respond? Will you use the tool of binding by striking? Will you go outside of your comfort zone? Will you become more aware of other people rather than yourself? Each of those situations that will occur during this month of Kislev is the opportunity for you to create a Nes. A Nes means a miracle. Nes means to run away. Its translation, its root is to run away. You are running away from your comfort zone. You are running away from nature. Hashem created nature for the purpose so that you would run away to the higher levels, to the more sharing. These are the opportunities you will face during the month of Kislev. And may we all run away from our comfort zones frequently and often during Kislev, so that we create the miracles that will happen in our lives. The greater, the more distant you are from your comfort zone, the greater the miracle you will receive during the year. Are there any questions of anything that I have said today? The month of Kislev is a taste of the world that is coming. It's the darkest time of the year. The days are the shortest. The winter equinox always falls in the month of Kislev. But it's the month of light, because you can connect to the Organuz. The light that was created on the first day of creation, that light that is the fulfillment of all of your desires, providing you're willing to leave your comfort zone. Are there any questions? Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. We will stop at the second verse, and we will make our connection. During this Rosh Chodesh, and hopefully the next, tomorrow as well, you'll do the same connection during the day, where you will be happy, you will dance, you will sing, you will make your connection. Because on Rosh Chodesh of each and every month, by making the connection with the permutation of the Hashem's name, you strengthen the positive aspects of the astrological influences and eliminate as much as possible the negative aspects of the astrological influences. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach and dancing. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir Serura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yutaf Tzadik. These six letters have a gematria of 506, which is the same gematria as Ahavat Hinam, a phrase that translates as unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu. Kaharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Ra, which means to tear up, and Satan. Satan is the negative force that gives us free will by providing a barrier, an obstacle. As we overcome the obstacle, as we run away from our nature, we connect to the light. We create the miracles. Please join me as we contemplate the letter Samach, the Kaf and the Vav, and the letter Gimel, the Zion and the Yud. And we contemplate the world that is coming, the Gematria 63. And we contemplate the permutation. Wayo hey, hey, wayo hey. Why, oh, hey, 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 why, oh, hey. Why, oh, hey, 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 why. Nagibor Dorshechutcha Yevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet has a gematria of 57, which connects to the Hebrew word zan. It translates as parnassah, sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take out any part of our body that needs healing, to take it out where we can heal it, take it out of the body and heal it, rejuvenate it, resurrect it. And when we have completely brought it back to its stem cell state and brought it forward to the present moment, we can put it back in our body where it will again do its job as it was created to do perfectly. Barchem tacharem rakame sitkatha tamid gamlem betet resh. Tzadik Taf Gimel. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. This is what allowed Matatiyahu to defeat the Greeks. Their connection to Hashem is the only way that the children of Israel, or the modern state of Israel, will defeat its enemies. Because the children of Israel have only one enemy, and that is Satan. And unfortunately, when Adam ate from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, he brought Satan into us. That's the metaphor of eating. He brought that selfishness into us. And that is the task that Hashem has assigned to Satan, to test us, to try and get us to fall, to try and get us to do selfish things. When you know that that's what's happening, it's a lot easier. Doesn't mean you will overcome it, but it's easier to overcome. Chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adata het kufbet tet nunayim. The sequence connects to the Sefer Avod in its essence of appreciation and thankfulness. Yachid ge'e lamcha penei zofre kedushatach yud gimel amid pei zayin kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefer Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality. Take a moment to look at the Tikkun HaNefesh chart. Take a moment to make a connection to the angels of the day, because today is Hayom, the day of the creation, the Friday. Make your connection this month of Kislev with those angels of the day. Shavatenu kabel, ushmatziakatenu, yodea talumo, shinkufav, zadiyutav. The first two letters have a gematria of 400. 400 is four worlds times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. 400 is a number of completion. It's a number of perfection. The last four letters have a gematria of 506, just like the first verse. And it connects to the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this that our path to completion, our path to perfection, is by going step by step, injecting unconditional love in each step in our process. In our eighth verse, we say in a whisper, to ground any excess energy. Kodesh Tov to all. Please remember that we only use these permutations the first day during Rosh Kodesh, which was today and tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow, until sundown when Sabbath comes in. You can use this permutation to make your connection. But after that, we go back to the traditional Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning, Rosh Kodesh Bet, at 7 a.m., there will be a class on Psalm 72. Saturday evening at 7 p.m., there will be a Zohar class for the Parasha of Vayetze. Sunday morning at 10:30, there will be a class continuing our study of the Book of Job. And at 3 p.m., we will continue our study of Advanced Reincarnation. I bid you all Kodesh Tov to a wonderful month, a wonderful filled life and joy. Shalom Gadol, Kodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom to all.
Shabbat Shalom, thank you.
Shabbat Shalom,
Kodesh Tov,
and thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.